He's coming up. We're close. He's going to go inert and start driving. We're to stay free until we see what his intrinsic velocity is. Watch for his flare.
It was a weird sensation, this, of knowing that a speedster, quite a sizable chunk of boat, really, was almost in their midst, and yet having all their instruments, even the electros, register empty space. There it was. The flare of the driving blast, a brilliant streamer of fierce white light, sprang into being and drifted rapidly away to one side of their course. When it had attained a safe distance,
"All ships of the flotilla, except the Dauntless, go inert," Haines directed.
Then to his own pilot,
"Back us off a bit, Henderson, and do the same."
And the new flagship, too, went inert.
"How can I get on to the Pasteur the quickest, Haines?"
Lacey demanded.
"Take a gig," the Admiral grunted, "and tell the boys how much you want to take. 3 G's is all we can use without warning and preparation."
There followed a curious and fascinating spectacle, for the hospital ship had an intrinsic velocity entirely different from that of either Kinnison's speedster or Lacey's powerful gig. The Pasteur, gravity pads cut to zero, was breaking down by means of her underjets at a conservative 1.4 gravities. Hospital ships were not allowed to use the brutal accelerations employed as a matter of course by ships of war. The gig was on her brakes at 5 gravities, all that Lacey wanted to take. But the speedster! Worsell had put his patient into a pressure pack and had hung him on suspension, and was balancing her down on her tail at a full 11 gravities. But even at that, the gig first matched the velocity of the hospital ship. The intrinsics of those two were at least of the same order of magnitude, since both had come from the same galaxy. Therefore, Lacey boarded the Red Cross vessel and was escorted to the office of the chief nurse, while Worsell was still blasting at 11 G's, 50,000 miles distant then and getting farther away by the second, to kill the speedster's Lundmarkian intrinsic velocity. Nor could the tractors of the warships be of any assistance. The speedster's own vicious jets were fully capable of supplying more acceleration than even a pressure-packed human body could endure.
"How do you do, Dr. Lacey? Everything is ready?"
Clarissa MacDougall met him, hand outstretched. Her saucy white cap was worn as perkily cocked as ever, perhaps even more so now that it was emblazoned with the cross surmounted wedge, which is the insignia of Sector Chief Nurse. Her flaming hair was as gorgeous, her smile as radiant, her bearing as confidently, Kinnison had said of her on more than one occasion, that she is the only person he has ever known who can strut sitting down, as calmly poised.